Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel out of Grace Ranch. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
There tonight, you can turn the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost, turn it around. Lord, on my own, I can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger. Dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost, turn it around. Lord, on my own, I can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger.
Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, we just thank you. And we love you, Lord. And we just praise your holy name that you give us an opportunity to learn. Give us the words. Give us their meaning, Lord. Open our eyes. Open our hearts. And we thank you for all this, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
this life, nor the passing world's reward. But my hope is in a life that will never fade. My hope is in you, Jesus, risen King, ascended Lord. Even death itself could not hold you in the grave.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go over to 2 Peter 1 this morning. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacked these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This speaks loads to every Christian that is out there. Peter wrote this to several churches, Church of Galatia being one of them. In this, we see what is available to us, what we must do, the things that we need, the things that we have, and what we need to put away. All have been called, but not all will answer that call. And there's a lot of those that are out there today who initially answered the call and have steered away, or it's been taken away from them by some of the so-called rules that some of these churches out there have. It's time to take it back. If you're in one of these places where all of a sudden you were all fired up and now the fire's waned because, great, you've joined Jesus, now you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other, you have to do this, you have to dress this way, you have to talk this way, you have to look a certain way. It's not in the Bible, is it? Nowhere in here will you find that. Actually, some of them, in a sense, speak against some of the stuff that's done. I mean, I'm in jeans and a t-shirt right now, and I've been asked to leave before in a church, because I wasn't dressed properly for their service. Needless to say, I never walked back in their door again. Jesus has everything you need. If you are His and you believe in Him and on Him, He will not let you fail. He will give you exactly what you need to go out and do His work, to fulfill His plan. It's all there if you want it. It's all there if you believe on Him. So many ways that this world will pull you aside. And one of them is right in 9, where it says, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin." How many times do things in your past come back to haunt you, to tear you down? How many times do we bring those things up ourselves, thinking, how in the world could I ever attain the things that He has for me because of things I did? Excuse me, but Jesus Christ, when you ask Him into your heart, He forgave all those sins. They are gone. They no longer exist. They have been purged. Remember that. Live by that. When that stuff comes up, rebuke it, get rid of it, throw it away, stomp on it. Because it's the devil trying to take away what Jesus has given you, what Jesus will give you. Through faith and love, and not our own faith, but His faith, we can do all things for Jesus Christ and His plan. Amen.
On the rock, build your house. On the rock. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your life on the Lord and it shall stand. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on the rock and it shall stand.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to ask some questions. I don't want anybody to raise their hands here in the congregation. If you're listening online, you want to raise your hand, that's okay. Closer, okay. First off, do you pray every day? Do you pray for your brothers and sisters in the Lord? Husbands, do you pray for your wives? Wives, do you pray for your husbands? Parents, do you pray for your children? Do you pray for the elders in your church group? Do you pray for Israel? Do you pray to the Lord and ask Him to send revival upon this land? I mean, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. We get so busy, we forget to pray. We let things just overwhelm us, and we forget to pray. Another thing we forget to do is to praise and thank the Lord. All you have to do is look at Psalms. It didn't matter the situation. David was praising, he was thanking the Lord, he was praying. Just about any place you open in the book of Psalms, he's praising the Lord. We can do no less. I mean, it didn't matter to David whether they were winning a battle or they were losing a battle. He praised the Lord. And he trusted the Lord to see them through. We can do no less. In Hebrews, let me find it here. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continuously. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name continually. We get caught up in our lives here in the flesh. No matter what we're doing, we seem to forget to thank the Lord, to praise him, to pray. And I'm just as guilty as everybody else. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone, because I have to point them to myself also. We get overwhelmed with this life sometimes, and we forget. And it's something we have to fight against. And let's face it, the devil says things in front of us that just throw us off. We can't let him win. And if you read the end of the book, you find out he doesn't. But we have to keep focused and put Jesus first in everything that we do. Whether it's working in a garden, whether it's washing dishes, whether it's doing paperwork, Jesus has to come first. He has done so much for each and every one of us. Sometimes we don't even realize what he's done. The biggest thing is he's forgiven us of all our sins, past, present, and future, if we keep our eyes on him. If we turn away from him, then we're in a lot of trouble. But he has forgiven all, and I want to repeat, all our sins. How can we not praise him? How can we not thank him for what he went through? He took the sins of the whole world on him when he was on that cross, where he was totally separated from his Father. And he went to hell for us. How can we not thank him for that every single day? How can we not praise him for all that he's done? How can we not pray for a brother and sister who is going through a hard time? How can we not pray to keep each of us safe? Scott right now is on the road traveling back from a trip to Minnesota or Missouri or wherever it was. One of those M states. Is anyone praying for him to have a safe trip? To maybe give him opportunities to share the Lord along the way? Steve and Megan and Corey and Margie and the children are all in South Carolina right now. Are we praying for them that their trip continue to be safe and the Lord protects them and he gives them opportunity to share him with people as they meet along the road? Are we praying for Davy to stay strong in the Lord, to give us good counsel, and to bless him in whatever he does? Do we do that every day? Your husband out there, if he goes off to work, are you praying for him that he has a safe journey to work and that he's safe at work and that he may have an opportunity to share the Lord? Husbands, are you praying for the wives who may be out in a job, praying for them in that, or they may be home raising their children and homeschooling? Are you praying for them? Are you praying for your children? Heck, our children need our prayer. And pray that you can raise them to know and love the Lord. I mean, that's our jobs. In Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. How can we not thank him for that promise? He is there. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be dismayed, because he will give us the strength to continue on. But we have to keep him first in our lives before everything else. He has to be our focus. It talks about the eye is single. That means it's focused. And we have to have our focus on Jesus. We can't let the things that come against us every single day, whether it's from outside us or from our flesh, we can't let that take our eyes off of Jesus. I had another scripture here, but I can't remember now where it was. Thought I had it marked, but I guess I didn't. But it all comes down to who's first in your life. And if we're doing what's right, it would be Jesus. Let's face it, all of us want ourselves to be first. All of us are selfish. All of us want all our needs met and everything we want the way we want it. But what's Jesus want? He has to come first. What he wants of us has to come first. And we cannot let anything take us away from that. There's a song we sing, and I have to admit I use it a lot, especially when I'm praying, because it seems like when I'm praying, all of a sudden all these other thoughts come into my mind. And I find I just go with it sometimes and realize, wait a minute, I'm praying for such and such. Get out of here. But this song is, you know, it's praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going to do. My word and faith is my sword and shield, and Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. And I'll find I sing that, and I can bring myself, my focus back to where I should be. Don't let anything or anyone take your eyes off of Jesus. And that means you children too. You know Jesus. You've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Put him first. Pray for your mom and dad. Pray for your brothers and sisters. That's our job. And that's your job. Don't let anything take your focus off of Jesus and what he's done for you. Thank him every day. Praise him every day. And don't forget to let your requests be made known unto God. When you pray and ask the Lord for something or to do something in someone's life, you don't have to keep repeating it. Thank him for answering your prayer. He doesn't have Alzheimer's. He doesn't forget. He knows what you prayed. So pray, when you pray for someone, then start thanking him for answering your prayer and watch. And you'll see his hand and what he does. Because he does answer our prayers. Sometimes his answer is no. And we can praise him for that too, because it's for our benefit. It's for our good. Sometimes we pray for things we really don't need. We shouldn't have asked for, but because we want. But no, sometimes he says no. And that doesn't mean he didn't hear you. That doesn't mean he didn't answer you. He just gave an answer maybe you didn't want. That should not stop you from praying. That should not stop you from praising and thanking him. And you do that every single day. Don't let anything stop you. No matter what you're doing, do your best to keep Jesus first in your mind. And I'm done.
joy in the Lord. There is love in the Spirit. There's hope in the knowledge of Him. There's a fountain that flows like a river from heaven, abounding in love to my soul. All blessing and honor are His. All glory and power are His. Let all wisdom and strength be the Lord's in this place. Let all glory be given to Him. There is joy in the Lord. There is love in the Spirit. There's hope in the knowledge of Him. There's a fountain that flows like a river from heaven, abounding in love to my soul. All blessing and honor are His. All glory and power are His. Let all wisdom and strength be the Lord's in this place. Let all glory be given to Him. There is joy in the Lord. There is love in the Spirit. There's hope in the knowledge of Him. There's a fountain that flows like a river from heaven, abounding in love to my soul. There is joy in the Lord. There is love in the Spirit. There's hope in the knowledge of Him. There's a fountain that flows like a river from heaven, abounding in love to my soul. Abounding in love to my soul.
Who is like Him?
Lion and the Lamb, seated on the throne. Mountains bow down, every ocean rolls to the Lord of hosts. Praise Adonai, from the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai, all the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints sing praise. Who is like Him, the Lion and the Lamb, seated on the throne? Bow down, every ocean rolls to the Lord of hosts. Praise Adonai, from the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai, all the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints sing praise Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the end of every day, praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints sing praise. Who is like him, the lion and the lamb, seated on the throne?
Lord, we just come before you and we ask that you grant to us what Ann was talking about today. Lord, we ask that all those that are out on the road, that they be safe and that you bring forth opportunities for them so that they may praise you, so that they may share your word, so that they may bring others to the knowledge of you. And Lord, we thank you for being with us as we go out today and as we go out every day, for being with us, for opening opportunities for us, and for keeping us safe. And we thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown or a cross, but it's blessed if we trust and obey.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, all for them who will trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go, never fear, only trust and obey.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.